Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We tell you on Thursdays about some great places in the Midwest to go to. Our Best of the Midwest series is Thursdays at around 11:36, and it's Thursday around 11:36. So let's do that with Karen Raymore, the executive director of the Hocking Hills Tourism Association. We are, for the first time in this series, going to Ohio. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. It's a gorgeous day in Chicago.
Isn't it, though? And you've got roots in the area, right?
I do. I grew up in Kankakee County.
So you're a Bourbonnais girl.
A Bradley. Village of Bradley.
Yeah.
Born and raised.
And then did you go to school around here?
I did. I went to St. Joseph's Grade School in Bradley, and then Bishop McNamara High School in Kankakee.
Wow.
And then Eastern Illinois University.
Go so, Panthers.
Yeah. Total Illinois girl until 1982.
And now you represent Hocking Hills. What's Hocking Hills?
Hocking Hills is an area 50 miles southeast of Columbus, Ohio. So if you know where Columbus is, kind of right in the middle of Ohio.
A few hours away.
Yeah, it's not a bad drive at all.
I did it recently. I did it this summer. It's lovely.
Yeah, and then the hills area, the landscape dramatically changes when you approach that because you're entering the foothills of Appalachia. And so we've very well known for caves and waterfalls, deep ravines, just a really spectacular landscape.
So how far from Columbus are you then?
50 miles southeast.
So if I had gotten to Columbus, and I stayed on the southeast side of Columbus, I was less than an hour away.
Yes, it's really convenient and easy.
And the geography changes, huh?
Very much so, thanks to the glacier activity, you know, thousands of years ago. And what happened is these caves were created, sandstone caves. So in many of the caves, they are open at on the top. So, and unlike the cavernous cave that people often think of when you think of spelunking or that type of activity. So our caves are just really beautiful. Waterfalls, deep ravines, lots of wonderful hiking trails.
This is called Hocking Hills. Now, is that a town? Is that a region?
It's a region. You might have heard of Anchor Hocking, which is a cookware. Well, we would be the Hocking in Anchor Hocking.
No kidding.
And that's named after the river, a Native American word describing the bottle shape of the river, and they translated to Hocking.
I'm familiar with Columbus now. Are there anchor cities in the Hocking Hills area?
There are. Logan is the county seat and the largest of the cities. Then there's a few much smaller, the village of Laurelville, South Bloomingville, but these are very, very tiny. This is very much rural Ohio.
So. It is. And maybe rugged Ohio.
Yes.
And if I go there, what do I do?
Well, the most popular activity is hiking. The Hocking Hills State Park is the most visited state park in Ohio. We like to call it the natural crown jewel of Ohio. And it is actually six non-contiguous parks under the umbrella of Hocking Hills State Park. And so there are more than 25 miles of trails there, and it adjoins with the Hocking State Forest, where there are 59 miles of trails, and 40 of those are bridle trails.
So what does that mean? Oh, on a horse.
You can bring your horse, yes.
Yeah, I could rent a horse too, right?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I'm going to bring a horse. And then, well, so I'm going to do hiking. I'm going to see the waterfalls, that sort of thing. Where do I stay when I'm out there?
That's one of the things that makes the area quite unique. There are more than 1,200 cabins and lodges that are peppered throughout these woods and through the hills. So, and when you think cabin, you might think a little bit more rustic than what these are. These are really well-appointed lodging facilities that have got game rooms and fireplaces, fire pits, beautiful views from the balconies. A lot of them sit on anywhere from 10 to 100 acres. So it's a great way to get away from it all.
And then are these private properties like Airbnbs or how do I find them?
The best way is we have a website that you can search by travel dates and amenities. And that's explorehockinghills.com, and that you can look at them there. But there also are several that are listed on Airbnb and VRBO. It's kind of a mix. Some are locally owned and they have several. Some are just single properties that are on Airbnb.
What are the activities? What I'm going to hike.
Yep.
But do you have music fest? Do you have a wine fest?
We do.
Do you have a flea market? What are some of the attractions?
All of the above.
Yeah.
We do have wonderful music festivals throughout the season, typically from Memorial Day to October. We have got more zip lines than anywhere else in the Midwest.
So I can imagine.
If you like canopy tours to see the world from the bird's eye view, it's a wonderful place for zip lining. We have rock climbing and rappelling, canoeing, kayaking, fishing, bird watching, there's horseback riding, a lot of great horseback riding. There's just such a large amount of things to do that it takes quite a few days to take it all in.
Is it wooded? Is it beautiful in the fall then?
Yeah. Oh, the fall is one of the most popular seasons. It's really spectacular. And for anybody who has the flexibility in their schedule to be able to travel midweek, you really can get some great opportunities. It's not as crowded. There's more cabins available. We've got some really unique things like a Conestoga wagon and yurts and those types of interesting.
A friend of mine was a yurt distributor, lived in one for a while. Frankly, it made us nervous. What's a yurt?
A yurt is usually on a platform and kind of a tent as opposed to solid sides. Typically, it's more of a tent material.
Yeah.
But the ones that we have in the Hocking Hills are appointed with private bathroom, very luxurious appointments.
Glamping is all the rage now, isn't it?
And we do glamping very well.
But you also do more traditional Airbnbs. I mean, I'm happy for y'all that want to glamp, but I want to stay in a place with color TVs.
I'm with you.
And central air. And you've got that out there as well.
We sure do.
Are there some lodges that are well known out there? What's Lux?
Well, Lux would be the Inn and Spot Cedar Falls. Glen Laurel are both considered very luxury accommodations. We've got a number of different spa services and facilities. We even have folks that will come right to your cabin and do couples massages and, bring you the spa to you.
I suppose the flip side, though, is just as interesting to our listeners, but maybe I just want a pup tent and a sleeping bag. How do I do that out there?
We have several award-winning campgrounds. Same situation. Whether you want primitive camping, and some people, like you said, the pup tent and a sleeping bag, or you've got a big RV that you want full hookups, and we have that as well.
A lot of the places, we're talking in our Best of the Midwest series with Karen Raymore. She's the executive director of Hocking Hills Tourism Association. About an hour's drive southeast of Columbus, Ohio. So from Chicago, you're there maybe door to door in 4 hours, right? Maybe four and a half?
No, it'd be a little bit longer.
Longer than that?
Yeah, I'd say about six.
Maybe I'm underestimating my drive to Columbus.
Well,
maybe it's about five to Columbus.
Yeah, probably is. So it'd be more like six. There's also very regular air service from Midway to the John Glenn International Airport in Columbus.
A lot of the towns that we feature all like to talk about their wine, their beer, their whiskey. What do you have on the spirits front?
Well, famously, we have Hocking Hills Moonshine.
You dropped a bottle off here. What am I? It's a clear. It looks like the color of gin. It looks like a bottle of gin. It's not.
No, it's not. But most moonshine is clear. And that is Buckeye Lightning that you have there. And the reason I brought it is it's connected to Chicago. Back in Prohibition, Al Capone sent his bootleggers down to New Straitsville, which is a community in the Hocking Hills region, to buy the moonshine that was being produced there because of its superior quality.
So is the moonshine the base? Is it the alcohol or is it the finished product then?
The moonshine is the finished product. I mean, I don't make moonshine, so
yeah,
I'm not
do.
An expert.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I'd love that sideline. How fun. But no, I just know after it's done.
So this is the moonshine that I have here, Buckeye Lightning Ohio Corn Whiskey.
Yes.
It's clear. And it, watch this, I'm going to sample it. Wow.
Yeah, it's Buckeye Lightning.
120 proof, 60% alcohol by volume. Well, those are basic numbers there, right?
Yeah.
But it's got a kind of a peppery taste, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit harsh. Now, that is the moonshine they use as the base for the bourbon that they make as well.
Oh, so this isn't a bourbon. This is the whiskey.
That's truly, the moonshine. But then we also have a couple of wineries and a brewery, actually a new one going to be opening.
Yeah.
Do
you get folks from Chicago?
We do. We're seeing that grow. I think as more people realize that where we are, and also the fact that you can, with the pandemic, people were looking for places that were nature-based activities, and the cabins are, most of them are contactless check-in, check-out. So you don't have to be around anybody outside of your travel group if that's what you choose.
So if I wanted to take a weekend between now and the end of the year, or maybe a midweek, you said those are the best rates, mm-hmm. Well, I go to the website and then I start clicking around on accommodations and activities.
Yes.
And do you care what town I stay in while I'm out there or what part of the area, Hocking Hills?
It's really not defined by town so much as it's all Hocking Hills.
I see.
So you find the right accommodations that have the amenities that are important to you, and you're going to be within close proximity to all the main attractions and just have a wonderful time.
ExploreHockingHills.com is the website. Karen Raymore is the executive director. One of our own out there now.
Yes.
So do you go back and forth between the Kankakee area? And
I do, quite frequently, because most of my family is still here in Illinois. So I travel back and forth a lot.
One more time, explorehockinghills.com. Karen, thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
I want to go. And by the way, the staff has looked at the photos online at your website. They say it's just fantastic. It is gorgeous. And where people around here might want to hike around Wisconsin or Southern Illinois, as you probably well know, has some great parks and forest area. But they say this is just fabulous. And for being this close, who knew? Who knew?
I didn't until I was recruited for my job. And when I got there, I thought, I can't believe this is here.
Yeah, and that close to Chicago.